Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Explorers of Elsewhere's Alesia Rising Faction Actions. The rumour has it that I am DM Dan, and since we last spoke and had a little look behind the scenes of the various factions within the Alesia Rising campaign, quite a lot has happened. Episode 10 was quite jam-packed with twists and turns that we only found out about because of the dice. There was we've had our first trauma, so we'll see how Meg plays that up with Frieda. Now that you know, in the aftermath of Frieda's clandestine operations with the Kindling of all people. But yeah, there was a lot of ruffled feathers, which yeah, are potentially going to have knock-on effects. So we're going to start off with the players and like their reputations across the various factions. So looking back to episode 9, there arguably wasn't any player changes there, but in episode 10, in relatively quick succession, the chain bearers were displeased with the consequences of the party's actions in kind of stitching them up with the Shield of Alesia, who obviously came a knocking. So they're going to get a minus one there. So the pillars are down by one due to the chain bearers going down by one. So we'll update that like so. The Forsworn, on the other hand, were more than happy with the consequences of the party's actions, having helped them acquire a number of test experiment subjects to tinker with. So the reputation with the crew and the Hollow goes up by one, which swings the clock here from a minus two to a minus one as well. So we'll quickly edit that in. Boop, just like so. And the third relationship change in the tail end of episode 10 was with the marionettes. Now, a consequence of the one of the complications from Frieda's time with the Kindling was that she was spotted, as the marionettes and the Kindling are currently at war with one another. So seeing so-called allies rubbing shoulders with the enemies is not gonna go down well. So the relationship with the marionettes goes down by one to zero, and that unfortunately forces the underworld clock back down to plus two. So there we are. We've got plus two with the underworld, still best friends with the kobolds, in a good spot with the Onaishi, but the marionettes are back to level pegging. The pillars, they're in less of the pillars' good books, especially with the chain bearers, the tellers, and the currently the lodge resident neutral with them. The faith didn't change this time. They managed to steer clear of war with the Forsworn by helping out the Hollow. The guard is still a worry for the party. They're currently at minus two reputation with the guard, so any more kind of altercations that the guard take umbrage with will see the crew going to war with the guard, although thankfully the guard is now a number of warbands rather than the sort of cohesive mass that it used to be. So moving on to what the factions themselves are actually getting up to. Last time pretty much everyone was starting new clocks. The Shield of Alesia obviously completed theirs, which resulted in them attacking the Osiris Mausoleum, which transpired in episode 10. So the Shield are the only one with a new task that they're getting up to. I will just quickly fly straight in and say that thanks to the party's efforts, the Hollow have now completed their objective of obtaining test subjects. So we won't roll for that, but in the next faction actions, the Hollow will have a new goal to aim towards. But starting from top left, going through the respective factions, let's start with the City Watch. So they are still fighting amongst themselves for a new leader. We're going to go ahead and roll to see how well they do. The City Watch rolls a 6, so that is 3 segments. So clearly someone is worming their way to the top. The Blackguard, they are currently still kind of rooting around the ruins of the keep, doing something. They're trying to secure it. They are a 6 dice faction, and today they are rolling a 6 as well. So they have successfully completed they've successfully secured the keep. Whatever it was they were specifically looking for has now been locked down. So yeah, they will be doing something new next time. The EIC are a tier 3 as well. So let's see what the EIC are doing. So they are they're attempting to unmask the leader of the marionettes. Obviously we know that's Songbird, but they don't. 3 dice gives us a 6. Ooh, everyone is cracking on. So they are at 5 of 6 segments. Okay. So, the marionettes have been largely left to themselves. As a tier 3 faction, they will roll 3 dice in their attempts to find the source of the veil. Hotly contested subject, a 4. So, 2 more pips along the road. So, that takes them to 5 of 8. The cobbles. They were tasked by Magpie. Mustovan was tasked by Songbird to help orchestrate a bell tower prison break. After their gains in Old Town, the Cobbles are now a tier 2 faction. So a 2 dice roll to see how they were getting on. Hopefully better than last time, but you never know when it comes to Musto. It's a 6. Okay, he's gotten some pointers. Either that, or Musto got someone else to do the hard work for him. So, 3 slots takes them up to 4 of 6. Next up, the Ilneishi. So, the Ilneishi are a tier 3. They're attempting to infiltrate another rival faction. Let's see how they get on with that. 5. Okay, so not as swift progress as last time, but still pretty good. They are at 5 of 6. Okay, so moving on, Chainbearers, tier 3. They are beginning. They've already begun construction of the shroud, which the crew knows well is the replacement to the veil. As a tier 3, they are rolling 3 dice to see how they're carrying on with that. That is a triple 5, but that is 2 segments, so they are at 4 of 8. Next up, the Tellers are still attempting to push the Cobbles out of Old Town, especially while the Cobbles are preoccupied with organising the bell tower job. The Tellers are a tier 2, so let's see how well they do this time. They were reeling last time, so didn't get much movement. A 5, 2 segments. They are at 3 of 6. And the Lodge Reticent, they're attempting to usurp power and control. Who from is a question for the ages, but this is 2 dice to see how they get on. It's a 6. Oh, they have nearly completed their job there, so they are up to 5 of 6 as well. Next up, the Faith. So we now know that the Faith is doing quite a lot of mysterious stuff. But let's see what the Children of Aya are doing. So the Children of Aya, tier 4, They are preparing for the summoning. So four dice. And that's going to look like a five for two segments, which takes them up to five of eight. The Shield of Elysia. So they're beginning new recruits. Now, the clock for the Shield of Elysia, I'm actually setting it as a 4 o'clock rather than like a 6 or 8 o'clock. Because off the back of the Shield's fiery oratory, it would seem that quite a lot of people are willing to throw themselves at the Shield of Elysia to help protect the city from no-gooders like Odalmerce. The Shield of Elysia are a tier 2 faction, so let's see how they kickstart things. With a 5, okay. They are 2 segments along, so 2 of 4 for recruiting new initiates. The Garden Keepers, they're keeping themselves plodding along. You know, they've had the success of propagating their secret grove at the end of Act 1. And if it isn't broken, don't fix it. Well, they're really sticking that to like keeping to that script. They get 3 more segments to take them to 5 or 6. And last but not least, the Forsworn. So, the Kindling, having recently acquired a new recruit and then almost kicking said new recruit back out in the form of Frida. They are a tier 2. Now, they are also trying to, they're still trying to find the source of the veil, similar to the Marionettes. 2 dice. Let's see how they're getting on. A 3. No, clearly. They've been keeping themselves more busy scrapping on the streets of Elysia with the various, the 3 factions they're currently at war with. The Watch, the Blackguard, the Marionettes, and the Shield of Elysia. A four-way war. That will stifle anyone's productivity. The Hollow, obviously we completed earlier, so we'll skip them. The Orchestra is looking to add to the cacophony once again. Has already succeeded once, so let's see what they get up to. It's 2 dice here. It's a 1. Okay. So, clearly with increased patrols and kind of soldiers in the street, the Orchestra is having a hard time adding to the cacophony. Leaving us at 4 of 6. So, that's pretty much it, I believe. We've got our updated reputations, we've got our updated clocks, so the Blackguard have done a thing, the Hollow have done a thing, we'll see the ramifications of that, and once again we're in a position where multiple factions are on the precipice of completing new objectives, so yeah, you may well see what happens to those as we close in towards the end of Act 2. If you're enjoying all these twists and turns, and make sure to hit the like button and comment down below on what you think the Blackguard should be doing next. If you were a Blackguard, what would you be doing next? And to see how it pans out for the players and how they interact with it, make sure to hit the like. Make sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell icon for notifications when we release new content. We're releasing it pretty much every week, and we won't want you to miss out. So, with all that said, thank you for watching. Look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.